Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about no need for a real estate agent to buy or sell any property type.
You don't need a real estate agent.
Imagine that. I love this topic. It's Jill Week, by the way. Oh. Jill chose all these topics.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com. It's our online community, and it's free.
In a minute, I'll tell you my real title here for this because I like it. Okay. Robert asked, on location-based sales sites like Craigslist and Facebook, do you only post your property for sale in the area it is located? For example, if you have an Arizona property, would you just post it on an Arizona Craigslist?
No. I would post it in Los Angeles. I would post it in anywhere you think someone would be interested in buying property in Arizona, which is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist specifically has some real stringent rules about posting the exact same thing, the exact same posting, and I mean exact, in multiple areas. So you can't, you have to change the ad up. You have to change a posting pretty dramatically to pass your tests, you know, reword it. You can't copy and paste almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I talk about it in our land program that there's a product that we do really well with called vacation properties. So for instance, Northern Michigan, we sell property. You would never post a Northern Michigan property in a north, you would do it, but in addition to that, you would post it in the Chicago Craigslist and the Detroit because people vacation up there. And same thing with Florida. You know, people buy Florida property all up and down where they live, in up and down in the East Coast. So to clearly answer your question, Robert, no, I would post it all over the place, mm-hmm. wherever you can. I don't have as much experience with Facebook ads. I mean, a lot of experience with Facebook ads, but not as much with Facebook Marketplace specifically, where it's 5 or 8 or 10 or 50, or I think even 100 miles out,
mm-hmm.
because it's brand new and I'm more about doing this show and some other things than posting properties
true.
These days. But our members are telling us that Facebook Marketplace is an awesome place to sell property.
Right. And in the groups, there's a lot of groups. Not only are the groups about those vacation properties, but they might be other investors and things like that.
Yeah.
Great place to post property in Facebook groups. Because like Jack and I, you could hit a couple hundred thousand people in a Facebook blast for free in 10 minutes. It's not hard at all.
Yeah, I mean, our combined reach is in the millions.
Mm-hmm.
So
That takes about 20 minutes.
Yeah, to do the whole thing. The way we have Landpin set up, which is our land website, where members sell stuff, and we do too.
Mm-hmm.
You can share it, with the social media settings on each posting. I mean, you can share it specific to a group. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very, very new. In fact, we launched the site last week, so I don't know what the outcome's like, but I know every time we do something in Facebook, we had a fantastic response.
Mm-hmm. I do know members that are already selling property offline too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we talked about it on our member call.
Oh, yeah. During the incubation period, let's call it.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah.
Exactly.
If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, and this is the meat of the show, there's no need. You don't need a stinking real estate agent.
That's my title.
Is it really?
Yeah, you don't need no stinking real estate agent.
Say it again.
That is my title.
I want the whole world to understand this. You don't need a real estate agent.
A stinking real estate agent. Not that they all stink, but I should back up.
I would venture
here
to say that your life would be better without one.
So I had three points with this.
Go ahead. I can't.
All right.
Is Jill Rant Week.
It is. Point number one. I thought everyone knew this. This is the funniest thing to me. I really thought everyone knew this.
Yeah.
Remember a long time ago, the FSBO, FISBO,
yeah.
For Sale by Owner? You can do that. It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. And it's interesting because in it's most states, not all states. Let me back up here. Most states, you can just walk in and do it by yourself. And it's interesting because Jack and I have talked to people that are, you know, we know people in our world that they market to mom and pop apartment building owners, and they're selling it on their own. Can you imagine? These people have owned these apartment buildings for years and years and years. It might be 26 units, mm-hmm. you know, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith still own it. And now Mr. and Mrs. Smith are selling it, and they're not going through an agent because they don't need to.
Yeah. Well, it happens in commercial real estate all the time. Because mm-hmm. there's associations and stuff like apartment building owner associations.
Exactly.
It's real simple.
And the second point is...
All you need is a title agent for that.
That. Thank you. There's my second point.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jill.
No, you're great. No, you're good. You rolled right into point number two, which is it saves money. And going through
hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Going through escrow, they do all the work. That's it. You don't have to worry about it. That big stack of forms, you don't need to know that. And you don't need an agent because they're going to explain the big stack of forms for you.
You don't need the big stack of forms.
You don't even need some of the big stacks of forms.
You don't.
There's a lot less forms. So, especially if there's no financing involved. And your escrow agent, you know, if it's a bigger deal, maybe it's a $100,000 transaction. You know, they're going to walk you through it all.
They do all the work anyway. Mm-hmm. Real estate agents don't know anything.
They do the hard work. That's true.
They know how to input stuff on the MLS. And most of the time, that's the only reason any of these properties sells anyway. Trust me. The vast majority of this whole thing is a conspiracy. And I know we have members who are real estate agents. I get it.
I know.
Okay? I get it. But I really do think, and I get that people are busy, so they got to hire somebody and all that.
Yeah, there's times.
There are certain people who should walk into a dealership and buy a car.
Right.
Here's an example. If you have a daughter who's, I don't know, 18 or 19 years old, and you want her to have a safe car, you know, a safe new car, mm-hmm. then I think that's good. That's when you should walk into a dealership with her and buy a car from a dealer that's brand new and the whole thing, because there's service and all of it. But for the rest of us, I just think that we can buy it off of Craigslist just as well. You don't need a dealer to do a car deal.
You know what? The only other kooky thing I can think of to do a car dealer is without naming names. We all know this person. We all have this person in our role where they've got to pick out the leather. They've got to pick out this. They want to pick out that.
Or they have OCD.
They need
and can't
these
have any.
Attributes for this. It's, you know, and then they might even fly to Germany to oversee this transaction unfold.
Yeah.
So,
I know
exactly
those
people.
About
exactly. I mean, they're almost there waiting when the boat pulls up with it, you know, like with a flowers for their BMW. I'm sure somebody's done that.
Jill and I have this old Lexus that we've had for a lot of years. It's like the family car, we call it. What do you call it? The airport car.
The airport car.
Just leave it at the airport.
Yeah.
And so for years and years, we've had this car, and she was cleaning it one day, like 2 years ago, and she found a cigarette butt, which clearly wasn't any of ours.
Yeah.
Some people just flip their lid.
Yeah.
You know, if they have OCD, that's like...
Well, they have to have a new car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we bought the car used. That's my point. Whoever was mm-hmm. in there.
But yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah, they don't know where that car's been. Oh, please? Really? So it's funny.
It's going to be fine.
It's silly, but... All right, so that was point number two on it with our tangent there about car sales. So, and then my point number three is about you don't need an agent. You know, investors know this. Trust me.
Yeah.
And we use this to our advantage.
That's right. People in the industry know. Uh-huh. They know. Real estate agents know this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Jill and I have been kicking around the idea of doing a whole show like that about just bashing real estate agents. I'm wondering that's what
the whole thing just makes me laugh every time I think about it. So I'd love to hear people's feedback on this one. I would love to know. Maybe that would be something fun people could send us as we research this. If you feel so inclined, feel free. Send it to Jack,
rant.
Not to me, by the way.
If you have a
send
rant,
send your horror story.
All six people listening to this radio show right now have a story about a real estate agent that starts off like this. I can't believe I paid that person $38,000 mm-hmm. for 3 minutes of work.
Exactly.
I just think the world's packed full of stories like that.
Uh-huh. I concur.
I have so many. That's one of the reasons I started the land business that we have.
Right.
In the 90s, because I'm sick of it. Not only real estate agents, not just them. It's
it's
everybody you have to pay to get a real estate deal. I don't have to pay anyone the way we do it.
The way it's all, you know, we keep joking about this too, and we should do it. Probably should have done it on this show, but we'll do another one where we should sit and read a HUD one and talk about line items.
Boy, instead of six listeners, we'd have three.
It's like when you go to the if you have to spend the night in a hospital and you look at the hospital bill later, you go, "What the heck? I wouldn't have ordered that glass of water if I knew it would have been $300."
What the hell are you talking about, Jill? When were you in the hospital?
Are you serious?
No, I know I know you're right, but when did you ever look at a hospital?
Years ago. I don't. Years ago, and I just know
when the kids came.
Well, that was one. Yes. So anyway, but yeah, you look at it going, I spent how much? Wait, it was a cup of ice. Hold on a moment. Why was there an extra charge for that? So anyway.
It's a conspiracy. Trust me. Mm-hmm. You don't need a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a list. You covered it all.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. You know, and it's...
I would have done it with more anger.
Not all real... You know what? There is a time for them. Let me give a good example. I'm relocating to a new city. We're very, very busy. We can afford this. I don't have the time to look. I can give this agent my laundry list of...
I don't think you should be buying a house,
though. My must-haves. Well, hold on a moment. Maybe it's just a corporate lease. I give them a laundry list of the least things I want. Let's just say I need covered parking. Right. Jack, don't squash this for me here. I'm trying to do something positive.
I still don't think there's supposed to be a need for that.
There might be a positive time for someone that really makes sense. Seriously.
Okay, there might be.
Yeah, or they're going to send their assistant in it then, but why not send someone in who knows the area? And they're going to narrow down the top three properties,
okay,
and then you go pick them on one day.
The top three properties that are in the MLS. So they're not the top three properties at all. That's my point.
Nope.
You know, when real estate agents...
But they met my laundry list, Jack. we're going to have an on-air argument about aren't we? Because I'm trying to say something nice, all and you won't let me.
No, it's nice.
Okay.
You win.
There is going to be...
I'm serious. I'm not joking.
Come on. There are really good agents out there that do their work.
There's a time.
There are. They really do show up in stage. Have I seen agents that do care and they do show up and they might be there on a Saturday in jeans and a sweatshirt helping make the house look good too? Yeah.
Okay.
There are some of them.
All right.
And they deserve a lot of credit because they earn it. But a lot of people don't. And I just want people to know they have an option.
Right.
That's the reality. Mic drop.
All right. Well said. What did you say?
Mic drop.
Mic drop. That's hilarious.
That's it.
No, so yeah, I mean, the problem is this. The MLS is the problem. That can't but just be the only place you go. The value that a real estate agent used to bring before this all got silly, was that they knew everybody. They knew everybody in town, and somebody would come to them and say, "Hey, socialite, you know, I need to buy a ranch. The Johnson family's just got their back 160 acres. They were talking to me about selling that in the bar a couple days ago." Mm-hmm. That's where the value is. In the bar.
In the bar. I know. That's what I'm just saying. They all have their meetings in a bar. Is that where all your meetings are?
Oh, my. What kind of episode is this? Oh, you're fostering resentment. You got mad at me for challenging you a few minutes ago.
I'm kidding. I just thought that was funny that the one reference you came up, not in a restaurant, not in the grocery store, not in a coffee shop, in
a
bar.
I'm just thinking like back in the Wild West times.
Oh.
Where there's just a saloon and
Then say saloon.
I'm getting my ass kicked here today.
That's great.
Isn't it funny when she says, "Then say saloon," but she says it so nice and happy that you don't even know you're getting your ass kicked. It's just with peaches and cream and nice smelling flowers. But
silly.
I'm still getting yelled at.
No, you're not. You're silly. I was being funny.
If you have a question or you'd want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. I almost said successplant.com.
That's hilarious. I think this is the time that we say join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's Jack.
All week.
And inspiration. That's me. Get to get just about anything we want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I got flustered all week this week.
You have been. What's going on over there?
I don't know. You know, it's your topics and kind of your show, so I just lose my place.
Got it. This should be relaxed time. Well, maybe, you know, maybe on the, hey, maybe, maybe tomorrow. For tomorrow's show, Friday, yeah. We'll change it all up. Let's just make it a whole garbly. No, in a good garbly. Way. A whole mishmash of I do the intros and you to read the questions. Let's change it all tomorrow.
All right. We'll just reverse it all.
That'll be fun. Awesome. And let's see how that goes.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.